have your car towed all the way to your house and all you got for me is light beer? What are you looking at, butthead?
This is the perfect pour.
Oh man, it took me until the end to know where that was from.
Oh,
yeah, come on.
Damn it.
Oh. I mean, but how disappointed would you be if somebody's like, oh, here's a case of light beer. Then it literally is Kirkland light beer.
Back to the Future, not predicting craft beer in 2015.
He had a point, man. May have been a dick, but he had a point.
Biff, the true hero of that movie.
Yeah, come on.
Because otherwise, they would have traveled to the future, and they just would have come back home. And the movie would have been over in 5 minutes.
Yeah, really.
I mean,
good thing Biff was there.
Yep. So this is the future, huh? Cool. See you later.
Welcome to the Perfect Four Craft Beer Podcast. We're in the future ahead of Back to the Future now. Yeah. Is all everything that happened in Back to the Future is in the past.
It's officially in the past.
Sit on that for a moment. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're going to talk, we're going to geek out about craft beer.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh!
Oh!
Hey, oh!
Wow.
Right. I don't know what's
a new
happening.
Reaction for the perfect poll.
That's what's happening.
You guys may now proceed to nerd on with your Star Wars because Back to the Future's
over. Yeah, now Back to the Future's over. Now it's all Star Wars. Takes
here
over.
Here till Christmas.
Throughs.
But will there be an 8 and 9, or is there just going to be 7?
No, there will be an 8 and 9. No. There will also be
they better spin-offs. Hurry up.
Every year there's going to be a Star Wars-related movie, basically from here until who knows when.
Yeah, but Chewie's getting old, man. You got to hurry up.
Yeah, well, those guys are going to be phased out.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah. Phasered out?
Phasered out.
Phasers.
Damn, these phasers. That's Star Trek, bro.
Oh.
Damn it.
Yeah. They're going to teleport them out of the movie?
More Star Trek, dude.
Wow.
You're jacking me up right now. You're pissing me off.
Mikey's going to flip a table
See, my thing is I've never really been a huge Star Wars person, but...
Obviously.
My family kind of gave up about me when it came to me. They really didn't shove Star Wars down my throat. They didn't make me play sports, you know, so I never really cared for any of that stuff. And I would feel bad if I were to watch all the movies now and then be like, cool, yay, everybody, I like Star Wars.
Feel bad, man.
That's called bandwagoning, and people hate those people.
You don't have to, like, get all crazy. You're like, yeah, I'm totally all about this, too. You can just enjoy it, quietly enjoy it.
So, but people don't just quietly enjoy Star Wars, Mikey.
Well, so says you. Well, let's talk about the beers we had before the show.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Our tailgating beers. We had a growler, an old growler that didn't deserve a review because we took too long to open it from an eye and eye. So, you know, it lost its carbonation, but I think maybe it was a good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Question mark?
It was just, we took too long.
Sometimes it was a beer.
We take too long to get the things. We know you can't, you don't go past 3-4 days on a growler.
Flat soda.
You're screwing yourself, but we took the chance and we blew it. So never mind about that. It was the XPA from I&I. And where is it?
Chino.
In the Chino, California.
Chino.
We also from donated to the show by Mike Sardina, a Three Lord Floyds Patreon. Brewing Lord Rear Admiral Extra Special Bitter, an ESB from Three Floyds. And it had the luxury of having that old I&I growler to set it up. So it tasted just extra special wonderful after that. So really nice ESB.
Rock Bearded Brewer,
you're a little bit more of an ESB fan. What did you think of that?
It was...
Well, it's no Red Hook, but it'll do.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was good. It was kind of a... I've known ESBs to be real short in flavor. That was kind of like... it was like a sessionable barley wine to me.
Hmm. All right. I like that review. Nick, what did you think of that?
Very enjoyable.
Very enjoyable.
Very much. Yeah, I haven't had a good ESB in a while. So I wonder if that's a style on the horizon.
Yeah, it's just kind of just been sitting there these past few years. Nothing really happening with it. So it's probably has its time coming some point.
But, you know, it'll be double dry hop.
Yeah, ESB. Double dry hop ESB. It's what's funny is it's got bitter in the name, but it's not nearly as bitter as IPAs usually are. So,
oh, here we go.
I need it bitter, not bitter enough for me. It's got bitter in the name.
It's more bitter in your Coors Light over there.
Shut up, man.
It's a secret Coors Light.
It's what I use to mix things with.
It's very clean. The
glass cleaner.
The excellent slurping sounds. Coors Light provides an excellent slurp.
And also, I would like to say, donated by the patrons, because I'm charging this to our patron account.
Yes.
The Tappet from Tappet Brewing, Central Coast Tappet Brewing. Snafu. This is their double IPA. I saw this. It's 11%.
Hmm.
Saw this at the market here in town.
We need a drop that says session beer.
Session. So I didn't think I'd ever had this, but Untappd tells me differently. I have had this, but I think the bottle must be different then.
Because I've never seen that label.
It's a nice, pretty cool art. It's got a hop with like huge, maybe angel wings, maybe just really big bird wings, one with a bandage over it. And then it's got a parachute that's all busted up.
Rather large pigeon.
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of Mother's...
Buku.
Buku, a little bit.
The Buku.
I know that one hit draft real hard last year. I don't know if I saw bottles
maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I had it on.
Is that a steel glass draft type of beer?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't think I didn't get the 11% much from it.
No, but it's heavy on the palate. Very
oily. it was heavy, but
yeah,
I thought it was
heavy, Doc.
It was pouring less than an 11%.
It drank like an over 10 for me.
Mm-hmm. It was like a 10 brim.
Is that like the weather? It's like it's 97 outside. Feels like 100.
That's exactly. It. That's how it goes. So there you go. Business. We're all caught up on our pre-show drinking. No guests, so you know we don't have as many as we would if we have a guest. So we got some good beers to get to this show. But now it's time for tailgating. God dang it!
Is it?
I'm already messed up,
wow.
Dude.
Wow,
that 11%. That 11% culture, craft culture. What's going on in craft culture? And the big one, Ballast Point.
But before...
Oh, wait.
We're going there.
Oh, yes. Yes, before
we
that.
We had a news clip before we...
Before that, we have something special that we can all hear, because this is an audio show.
So we'll play a video for you now. Wow.
All right. Let me get repositioned where
this
I can plug
totally
the phone.
This is pro, bro.
Pro status.
We're pro status podcast.
Mikey's going to need that extra day for editing now.
Yep.
In San Diego today, contributing hundreds of millions of dollars to our economy every year and employing over 6,000 people. But the popularity of craft beer is relatively new.
In honor of Oktoberfest and upcoming Beer Week, we go back more than 20 years and talk to some of the industry's founding fathers. NBC7's Megan Terezian has more.
People not only thought we were crazy, but people were very resistant to what we were doing.
If you're looking for the godfather of San Diego beer, Chris Kramer is your man. Kramer and his business partner opened Carl Strauss in 1989, back when San Diegans didn't know what craft beer was.
People would look at our Carl Strauss Amber and they would say, you know, that's way too dark. I could never drink anything that dark. And here it was, just a mild amber-colored beer.
What San Diegans may not know now is the people working at Carl Strauss 26 years ago would end up becoming some of San Diego's biggest players in the craft beer industry today. Their original bartender, Scott Stamp, went on to open Callahan's and the San Diego Brewing Company. Their cocktail waitress, Gina Marsaglia, opened Pizza Port with her brother, Vince.
What?
And their original tour guide, Jack White, would later become the founder of Bowles Point.
We have tours 3-4 times a day.
Yusuf Cherney, COO and head brewer, gives us a tour of Bowles Point today. Cherney was the first person hired by Bowles Point's founder, Jack White, back in 1992. Along with Stone, Alesmith, and Green Flash, Ballast Point is one of the most recognizable local breweries to date, with over 400 employees. Its beer is distributed in 26 states and internationally.
From what we started with, it was literally a 50-gallon old stainless steel drum that I had cut open and made into a brew kettle and put a direct fire burner underneath and that you kind of use to roast a turkey.
Chris Kramer says craft beer's real success is still very recent.
In 1997, I believe there were 15 breweries in San Diego when the San Diego Brewers Guild started. In 2006, 9 years later, there were 20 breweries. So only 5 breweries opened up in 9 years.
But in the last 5 years, the craft beer industry here has exploded, contributing hundreds of millions of dollars to our local economy. San Diego now has more than 115 breweries. New ones open up so fast, it's hard to keep track.
A lot of people look at what we are today and they see it as like an overnight success. I'm like, yeah, it's a 20-year overnight success story, you know. They don't see all the history behind it. So lots of history.
There you are. Wow. Ballast Point, and then
why
you had
talking
Carl,
about Ballast Point?
Carl Strauss is in there too, but yeah, why are we talking about Ballast
why
Point?
Why is Ballast Point? Who cares? I mean, really, who cares?
So I've heard rumors for a couple of months that Ballast Point was going to announce something by December or put something into effect by December, because we've had a lot of breweries sell out, partner, for
so
sale,
not
give
talking
up.
About tacos.
Yeah. And so now Ballast Point has announced becoming an IPO or, you know, being able
publicly
to purchase.
Publicly traded company.
Yeah. And, you know, they're the 31st largest brewery. Their ticker name will be Pint, P-I-N-T,
That's
which
awesome.
Will be pretty awesome.
Yeah, first one out of the gate gets the name.
Which there's already Brew, which I think is Kona or...
Kona?
The Craft Beer Alliance.
Craft Beer Alliance. And then...
like Super Friends.
Yeah,
Super
I think Coors has Pint or something like that. Or not Pint, Tap, T-A-P. So, I mean, like you said, they're first out of the gate. They get some of the cool names. That's cool. And then they showed some of the numbers. They said that in net revenue of 2013, Ballast Point had $26 million. 14, they had $48 million. And in the first 6 months of 15, they had $51 million. So,
thank you, Sculpin.
They've been yeah. No shit. And they credited Sculpin, which has been around for 10 years now. They said it debuted in 2005.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
So this whole news story is just kind of like a mind fuck where, you know, he's just like, yeah, we've been doing this since 92 and we had Sculpin in 2005 and past couple of years have just taken off. And now it's going to be public. You could buy. You can publicly invest in them so they can continue to grow, which is a different approach from other companies being bought by other beer companies or financial institutions. But it's what do you guys think? Do you think it's a sellout?
I do not think it's a sellout. This is the kind of way. This is the kind of thing I like craft beer to grow as, just getting investment rather than having another beer, a big beer, buy them. And it's interesting to be the public, to go public. I wonder how much like they'll initially start trading at, like what?
I think it was 150 segment.
I'll buy a few shares.
Mm-hmm. I thought they had announced it. I thought it was.
Like, I know. I might actually invest something for once.
My 401k. I know it's like very. It's very vanilla. Like, would you like to invest in like aggressive? Mild or like very conservative, and I'm like in the medium category. Mm-hmm. But you don't really know exactly who.
Oh yeah, you probably own Walmart.
Yeah, I probably do. I probably have like all the evilest corporations in my 401k. So it's like, nice. I probably won't ever bother. But
call your financial guy.
Yeah. Hey,
give me some of that stock, see?
Give me that stock, see? I want some of the beer. All the beer companies, see? Give me all the beer socks, eh?
See,
but it's always, I don't like Wall Street stuff, so it's
Wall
like.
Wall Street.
Because I wonder how much, if that would affect them. I would think it would affect them less than, say, like Budweiser buying them, yeah. having stockholders. They avoided that,
and so they're officially still Kraft, I guess. If
yeah.
If you consider Sam Adams Kraft, the other publicly right. traded if, craft beer company.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they're not nearly as close to Sam Adams to worry about as far as having too many barrels to mm-hmm. not be craft beer anymore.
Yeah.
As long as Sam Adams is considered craft beer, everyone else is pretty safe.
But will they now start doing commercials with obligatory hipster?
they've never done a commercial, so.
Yeah, but it's a hypothetical theory. What if some retired Anheuser-Busch bigwigs buy, say there's $100 million worth of shares in? What if they team up together and three guys buy
all of the shares?
$55 million worth of shares? What if that happens? What if old Anheuser-Busch money is now investing in Ballast Point? Wouldn't that be just as bad?
Or current AB money for that matter.
Well, I mean, yeah, if I don't know if that'd be a legality issue. I don't know if you could, that'd be considered. I don't know much about stock market. I don't know if that'd be a conflict of interest. That would seem like that would be something.
I don't see how it wouldn't be. Well, they'd find a loophole, you know.
I know some companies, when you sign up with them, you can't be connected to other beer companies personally because that's considered a conflict of interest. So if Anheuser had that on their own, maybe that would be illegal.
Yes, but this is publicly traded.
Yeah, but that'd be somebody's, one of their employees having interest if you're saying current money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I specify retired money or people that are out of it that have money. But what if all these people that used to work for the evil company start buying up shares in this other company? Then it's technically owned by the money or invested by the money that you guys don't like.
Yeah, Budweiser just comes in and says, we're going to buy 51% shares.
That, granted, doesn't mean that they can control anything, but it does mean that it is technically bad money going into this good pool.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to talk about this, because...
Well, I mean, why? How are you on it, though?
I feel it's a different approach. Obviously, I do favor the things like Russian River, where they refuse to grow.
Yeah.
And just staying in their comfort zone. They just want to live their little lifespan and do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do love New Belgium's, where it's employee-owned. So each employee owns their part of the company. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, there's 500 people in a family. And I do love those models, and I don't think that you have to keep growing and keep doing all this stuff, but it makes sense if you want to the company to go on 100 years. Yeah. We're not going to be around for that. So
I guess we're going to see more Ballast Point. Mm-hmm. I've always been curious to know where Ballast Point, how if every major city has Ballast Point somewhere or in the country, or they don't, like.
Well, I think it's in 28 states.
28 states. Yeah. Oh, you didn't. Okay. So, then there's a lot of states that don't have Ballast Point.
Mm-hmm. But I know it ends up in Australia and Japan even. I don't know if that's through them or just through random suppliers.
So maybe they're going to go all 50 states.
Yeah. And, it sounds like multi-breweries too.
Yeah. Well, they already have five.
They already have the one.
Oh, they do? They have five breweries?
They have four, and I think they're building the fifth. And fifth is just to do a lot of the core beer.
They're one doing in Temecula or something like that?
Yeah, Temecula is the newest one.
Wow.
Which is weird.
But yeah, they had the three small ones. We've been to Little Italy a couple of times. And they built the fourth one, which was the big productions, and the fifth brewery is now going to be the like the tap room in Temecula.
Interesting.
I went to the, I guess it would be the Miramar one or whatever on the last trip, which was very stone-esque, huge place. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
But pretty cool.
Synopsis is, it does look appealing because it is a different route and people have a greater respect for Ballast Point than, say, they did with, you know, Samuel Adams or with how these other companies have been bought.
Mm-hmm.
But I still see that evil people or evil money could buy stakes into this company. I don't know if all three of us will go out and then buy stock in the said company as our first and or second or fifth purchase. I don't know if that'll happen.
We need to use our Patreon money and just invest make, in Ballast Point. Make a stock profile and,
yes.
and just invest.
That's brilliant.
You know, we
so could. It's just Sam. So Sam Adams and Ballast Point now will be the only craft beer breweries that are public.
Craft, yes,
right.
Yeah, true craft beer. Yeah. They're not the first beer company to go public, but craft beer.
They're one of the few.
There isn't any other ones. Like Stone isn't.
The ones they reference is they have Samuel Adams, which is SAM. They have Anheuser-Busch, which is Bud, Molson Coors, which is Tap, and there's Craft Beer Alliance, which goes under Brew.
Craft Beer Alliance.
Red Hook and Kona.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good thing is, the upside is, for once, the investors are getting something back versus a Kickstarter. They could have just gone Kickstarter or GoFundMe, raised $1 billion, and said, ha-ha, see you later, you get a sticker. Go fuck yourself.
Here's a sticker. Yeah. If you want to come to the tap room, you can pick up a bottle.
Well, yeah, you get one bottle of Sculpin.
Yeah.
But the downside is now they have somebody to answer to, whether they like it or not. You know,
they do.
So you're probably going to see holiday variety packs in Costco if they're not already doing that.
Mm.
And you'll see, you know, what are we going to benefit from it here in Fresno? We're not going to see.
Yeah,
Sculpin variants.
See, I don't see us benefiting because we get all the normal Ballast Point stuff. So,
but what if it's like, but there's generational things. Like, there's another way to look at it. What if this is the next wave? Is publicly traded beer companies? And what if we're the generation that needs to jump on that? Because for our grandparents, it could have been people that, you know, they invested in American Telephone and Telegraph or something like that, you know, now they're rich. Or our parents, they could have been, let's invest in Hewlett-Packard and...
What's an Apple?
And an Apple. Apple Computer Company. Let's buy stock in that, you know?
Let's go back to the future.
Nice.
And invest.
Great sports almanac of investing.
Yep.
But there's there's generations older than us that did those things, and they are rich because of those things. And
well, that's probably going to be their first investors are the guys who found them at 20 years old in 1995, and now they've grown up and have money. So, they're obviously going to buy in.
They're in.
They're like, dude, this is awesome. That's my brewery, bro.
All of a sudden, the stock market is cool now, thanks to beer. Craft beer makes everything cool.
You're going to see selfie with people's and their stock shares.
Yeah.
Toach just bought some Sculpin points.
Right on the bed. And
I could see him doing the ringing the bell at the New York Stock Exchange and cracking open beers up there. They always have some sort of celebrity-esque person doing that, cracking open some beers.
So that's just there's a lot of things to think about. And I hope it doesn't go evil, but it could. I don't think it's foolproof on the evil factor, if that's what you guys consider.
Everything,
hostile takeover.
It seems like all the avenues are being explored now for craft breweries to expand, whether that's to get bought by an evil brewery or to get investors or all these things are happening now.
Yeah, like it or not, they're corporate now. You know, they might not be owned by the evil guys, but they're acting like them.
Well... Thinking like that. Here, we have a new beer.
We have a Ballast Point Sculpin.
Yeah, Ballast Point Sculpin, grapefruit, blah, 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 blah. No, this has been the hot beer the past couple weeks, so I'm trying to always have that. If we have access to any hot beer on the social medias, we need to get it. And this is another one I'm going to attribute to our patrons for. And
so if it sucks, we get to blame them?
Yeah. Okay. This is the Stones collaboration 24 karat golden ale. Julie Goldenberg Stone and Monkey Paw did a collab for a carrot cake beer, essentially.
I've been to Monkey Paw.
And everyone's been drinking this the past couple weeks, so I'm like, well, it's about time we do too. So, that sounded good.
I love gold!
Now it sounds better.
So here we go. The carrot cake beer. Were you guys, have you guys haven't had this yet?
Nope. No.
All right.
I haven't even seen it yet. Was that a local buy?
You haven't even
buy?
Seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was at Fig Tree. Yeah, I bought this
up. How about you pass that bottle there?
You want this? Oh.
No, I don't. I'm going to try it.
I know
anyways.
There's been a lot of mixed reviews.
It's pushing
more
the threshold
positive
of beers I don't like.
I don't like carrots. I don't like carrot cake.
But it's gold.
Damn it. It's the hot beer, so we gotta drink it.
If this tastes like a pumpkin ale, I'm gonna be mad. If this tastes like
this is set up for Matt not to like it since he hates pumpkin beers.
He replaced it with Rebel IPA. This.
I'm not getting a whole lot of carrot from the aroma.
No, every bit of this aroma is stone.
It's got freaking stone aroma.
That's freaking weird. How did they do that? I guess they should know how to do this.
Sierra has that, where every Sierra tastes like a Sierra.
I get raisins and vanilla. That's for damn sure.
Definitely get vanilla.
Is that a Stills and Crofts song?
Vanilla raisins beans. Vanilla. Well,
I'm getting that cake. Cake.
Butter, yeah.
Cake flavor.
Not the bad butter, like
I can like
butter,
I can taste the bread.
Buttery.
I can taste that bread thickness. Right now.
I'm just surprised that they collaborated with Monkey Paw on this. I've been to Monkey Paw, and
where's Monkey Paw at?
It's just up the street from Mission. It's like you walk down, you go past an Albertsons, you turn right, and then you're at Monkey Paw. And it's literally like they have 10 bar stools, 4 tables, and there's like their kitchen is literally like a hallway that they have like a prep station in it. And
just like probably to get by with the permits or something.
Yeah. And it like, is.
We got a kitchen. Look.
Yeah. I mean, it's about the size of an average garage.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place. I mean,
is it bigger than our studio?
This is an above average garage.
I would say brewery and everything is probably about the size of our studio.
Wow.
Yeah. So it is smaller on the scale of San Diego places.
But yeah.
That's cool that they got in on it.
I'm not disliking this beer.
It's drinkable.
I'm not disliking it.
I'd rather have this than any fucking pumpkin beer.
I'm not disliking it.
What?
Not a cinnamon bomb, which I'm happy about.
Right.
Dudes, so.
It's, I mean, if you're gonna, I'd be curious to know, like, how much carrots were, they put it in the IPA sock or whatever. They dumped a bunch of carrots in the sock and dipped it in there for like 2 seconds and like, oh, carrot beer.
Yeah, probably a shit ton of carrots because carrots don't have much flavor.
Yeah, they don't have a whole lot going on. Like it's more of the cake flavor.
Carrots just taste like dirt.
Yeah, carrots just taste terrible.
Yeah,
just
apparently horses love them.
Yeah,
that's why we don't love them because we're not horses.
I'll tell you, this is way better than a carrot. I wonder if I'm getting vitamins.
I had my carrots today.
Yep. I'm curious to know like how if I actually get more vitamins from this than I would an IPA or something.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a real carrot.
Or is there any vitamins at all?
I don't know really. I mean, yeast does eat things, and it's the alcohol is the byproduct of them. So chances are they could eat a lot of.
All the good for you stuff.
But yeast is a good B vitamin, so if there's any of that in there.
B for buzz.
Yeah, I actually kind of like this beer. I don't think I like it enough to where I'll just buy it. you know, just to have like, oh, I need a 22 tonight. I'll get this. I'm not going to do that.
I would be interested as well where the carrots were used. Mm-hmm. Because if you put them in the mash tun, yes, you can run water through them or around them. And I don't know that if that would pick up much.
And just but, technically, you can say, yep, carrot.
But if you go to a store, like a health food store, they do have carrot juice. They do puree carrots into a juice. And it's possible they could have thrown that in the brew kettle. I just don't know how fermentable or how much yeast would eat carrots. I don't know if yeast cares about carrots.
Yeah, they're like, it works around them. Pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else you got in here for me to eat?
But I would imagine that the carrots would be in the brewing side, whereas like raisins, vanilla beans, and cinnamon, I see that on the after or during the fermenting side. So
okay,
that's where I would see the difference. I don't think they would, like you said, throw carrots in a sock and dip them in the tank or anything.
Interesting. Well, would either you guys buy this beer again now that you've had it? Would you see it on the shelf though? I'll get it.
I'd buy it to sit on it to see what it would do because they do say enjoy fresh or cellar at proper temperature.
Oh, they so say they are suggesting you could sell.
I'm getting these dark, you know, dark chocolatey notes. I think might come out a little more.
Okay,
I'm not saying it tastes like chocolate, but there's this heavy darkness to it that
maybe
I think would develop a little bit more.
Maybe we'll have to pick one up again and age it.
There's a party I could go to in this next year where this beer would be perfect for it.
You having a rabbit party or?
No,
rabbit
no, no rabbit party.
There's people that don't necessarily like hoppy beers, and if you were to share something with them, this would be the shareable beer. You can get through it. You can represent it. Give them some notes, and chances are anybody that liked a Belgian or something like that would, you know.
Yeah,
it does have a Belgian quality to it.
I like it better than a Belgian, though.
Yeah, no, it's a good beer, but I'm not gonna if Greg from SD Beer Talk was driving up and said, "You guys want a case of the carrot?" We would probably say no.
Give it out to people.
But there'd be a bottle or two I wouldn't mind holding on to. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we are recommending try it.
So Mikey just decided that right now.
Don't get crazy. Our reco is to try it, but you know. That's all you need to do.
I'm just going to go over here and choke.
Hold on. Yeah. Beer is going to die, but we'll continue on.
Oh, thanks.
Dying. Dying on the vine.
Dying, bro. What else is going on in the culture of craft beer?
Do we want to talk about the Back to the Future beer, or is that lame?
To talk about it. It's not, never lame. Give me some more of that carrot beer. Meh. God damn it.
Meh. So there's one.
It's good for your eyesight.
I'm surprised there hasn't been more, but.
We're all in glasses here.
Oh, yeah. So there's been another brewery to do a Back to the Future beer, but this one is doing it on the day of the future.
Yep.
October 21st. Pipeworks Brewing, in collaboration with Emporium Arcade Bar, are releasing the Twin Pines Mall Imperial.
Oh, nice.
I see what they did there.
Yes, they did not go with the Lone Pine Mall.
Yeah, they didn't go with Lone Pine. They went with Twin Pines
to make it a double. And they're releasing draft version on Wednesday, October 21st, which has already happened in our alternate timeline.
Yep. It's all in the past.
And then bottles go out the 22nd.
All right.
So I doubt we'll see it here, but man, it would be cool to have one of those.
Putting it out there. Maybe a listener can
looking out for
do something.
It's a Imperial IPA with spruce tips, wildflower honey, Columbus, Cascade, Chinook, and Zythos hops.
Zythos.
8.5%.
Oh, da, 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 so da, 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 amazing.
The That's price heavy. Is wrong, bitch.
Price is wrong, bitch.
So there it is.
There it is.
There's the Back to the Future beer of the day. There was a 1.21 gigawatt. I can't remember who made it, though. And they just released it way too early, so it's already forgotten about.
Should have been like bottle logic or something. Yeah. It feels like should have done that. Yeah, I wonder See, Marty is too young to drink beer, so
that's probably why they avoided the beer situation. But Biff was drinking it.
Biff.
He spiked the punch.
Yep. He spiked the punch.
Which apparently gave George McFly the courage to punch out Biff.
Yep.
So really, Biff did it to himself.
A lot of Biff. I'm liking all the Biff references.
All the Biff.
Is there any more culture stuff happening?
Well, hold on. I'm coming up with a game right now.
All right. Dork Town.
How many times does he see Butthead in the movie?
Drink every time he says Butthead.
Let's see. And
drink every time. Drink three times every time somebody calls McFly a chicken.
Okay.
What are you?
Okay, both chicken? Of you. Give me nobody. One popular movie quote, each of you.
Calls me.
One popular movie quote. Off the top of your head.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Okay. So that's the first question of my game. What kind of beer is that? That's the name of the beer. What kind of beer is it?
Contender. I want to say it's malty.
Okay. I'm digging it. I'm digging it.
It's malty.
Wow.
It's a stout. Ooh. It's a roasty. It's a roasty stout.
Oatmeal stout?
Who are you?
Yeah, oatmeal stout. That's contender. What's coming in my head.
Oatmeal stout. All right.
Yeah, contender. Oatmeal stout.
Okay, popular movie quote. Brother, go.
This is from any movie?
Any movie. Oh, okay. Some, top of your head. First thing that pops in there.
I thought we were talking about just Back to the Future.
No, not even just Back to the Future.
I'm gonna go with. Oh crap!
Do you want me to come back to you?
Yeah, come back.
Okay,
Bitter Brewer.
I failed you right now.
Bitter Brewer, what's your movie called?
So there, I have five for us to decide real quick.
Uh-oh.
So Great Scott, obviously we're on.
Scottish Ale.
Scottish Ale. That's kind of what I was going to. Yeah. Great Scott, Scottish
there
Ale.
There you go.
That's just your opinion, man. That seems like an evil twin beer, but I don't know what it is. What is it?
Big Lebowski, evil twin beer.
That's just your opinion.
That's just your opinion, man.
That's a session beer.
Session? session what?
Session IPA.
Session IPA. That's just your opinion, man. I like it,
man.
It's
like your opinion.
Groundhog's Day. Chevy Chase.
That's Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Sorry.
Yes.
Evil pest that comes out of the ground.
What would that be?
Summer Shandy.
Summer Shandy.
Shandy.
Or Grapefruit IPA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does number two work for?
Ooh, that's a stout.
Yeah, that's got to be chocolatey.
Chocolate stout. Mint stout?
Yeah.
All right.
Who does number two
nice
work for?
Nice touch with the mint, yes.
And,
hey, how about a courtesy flush?
let's go Rodney Dangerfield. No respect.
No respect. Ooh, what style gets no respect?
Oh, Kolsch.
No respect, Kolsch. Wow.
So, brilliant game right there.
Yeah, damn so it. That's good. That game can just keep coming back.
And so now we have to go to the brother, which hopefully he came up with a quote.
He has nothing. Forgot. He just is like... He's like, his brain is like, movies?
What a movie. On the spot, trying to think of
what
something?
What a movie quote.
Come on. There has to be something.
I'm going to go with one of Mikey's favorites. Uh-oh. Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
That's Star Wars.
So a Star Wars beer... From an alternate dimension or time or how about that'd be like a Flanders or something.
Ooh. I'll allow it. Judges allow it.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to come up with more titles. I think this would be a cool game to kind of keep up for a little while.
If whatever pops in your head.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh.
Learn it.
I believe that's no called shirt, Heineken.
No service. No dice.
Oh, my beer's all skunky. Heineken.
Hear that sound? That's my skull.
That's my skull, man. Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
Something happened to them, man.
All right. Whew. Levi.
Oh, and then there's the one that actually does exist, the Southgate, the All Rye IPA.
Oh, yeah, they're already taking
it. Dazed and Confused.
They're already taking out there on it.
But yeah, so yeah, we'll come up with more titles.
All right, we'll think of more titles.
If anybody wants to contribute on voicemails, I'm more than welcome to bring those.
Voicemails are 559-492-0542. That is our voicemail line, which we like listeners to call us and tell us what they're doing in their beer, how their beer week was.
So somebody call in, give us a quote. You don't have to give us the beer style. We'll decide that.
Yeah, we'll decide, or you can decide, but we want to decide. Yeah. We are control freaks. We don't.
Please let us decide.
Yeah, please let us decide. Oh wait.
My bottle opener is nervous.
Right, while we're waiting, I got the best movie quote ever.
There's... All right, here we go.
Nut Brown.
Yes, Nut Brown. Nut Brown.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it didn't fucking play.
I love gold.
Damn it. I mean.
I love gold.
There it is. I mean, some days you just, I love gold just gets in the way. What have we got going on here, Bitter Brewer?
Well, I'm using my big glass. Oh, it's vigorous.
It's vigorous pour. I'm glad I have my IPA glass clean.
So we are drinking it. Nobody criticize me. It's a little bit on it has a little time under its belt. You. It was a Mount Remarkable Hoppy Sessionable Lager from Modern Times Brewery, my favorite place. Helga and Ella are the hops. Pilsner and Carapils are the major malt.
I want to see it. I don't think I've had this. Have I had this?
So SRM, which is 2, which means straw yellow or light golden, and IBU 55. So a hoppy sessionable lager with an IBU of 55, which most of your standard IPAs have a bitterness unit of 55.
Nice. I haven't had, according to Untappd, I haven't had this.
Whales?
Whales, bro!
Whales, bro.
Mm. That is not bad.
Get that down to Nick.
Yeah.
That is not bad.
As we have this Modern Times Mount Remarkable.
I've had some bad lagers, and I've had some hopped lagers, and I'm digging that.
Hot pockets.
It smells.
That'd be a chili beer.
Smells pretty good.
Molten.
Yeah, what's a hot pocket? chili beer.
Nice. Very nice.
What happened to that chili beer, Fab?
Chili beer. It's Elva, bro.
It's Elva.
Fruit, good. Cake, better. Fruit cake, horrible.
Our Remarkable is a crisp, pale lager dry hopped with Australian Helga hops. Floral, herbal, and complex Helga dry hopping gives Mount Remarkable a punchy, hop-forward aroma to balance out a refreshing, easy-drinking body. We brewed our Mount Remarkable for our first anniversary party back in July of 2014, and we liked it so much we decided to bottle it one time special release. One time!
Whoa!
So enjoy!
Special!
Woo-hoo. And you should come party at our second anniversary party this July. It'll be rad. Oops! Missed that!
I don't think I'm going to make it.
That ship has sailed.
And the show's hit a new level.
But yeah, this is still damn good. If this was, we had this the first month of this bottle.
So if said July, my guess was that this was a June beer.
That's so a damn good IPL.
It's probably still in the 120, but it's probably over the 90. But if somebody offered me this, I'd buy it. I'd drink it.
Nobody turns down a Modern Times and gets away with it.
Thank you, Bitter Brewer, for this right. Delicious beer.
Shelf turd.
We have a voicemail line that aforementioned we like to for you to call us. We are a little bit early this week, so our voicemails aren't as full as normal, but we still do have one. Damn it! And we're gonna listen to it. And I predict it to be good.
Can you hear me? I'm driving.
Yes, gotta be.
Hey, I'm gonna pick up a 40-ouncer, my malt liquor.
Uh-oh, he's brewing a malt liquor.
I'm gonna try to get it to Matt before the next show. And it's gonna be in an Old English bottle.
Oh.
But you know what they do with 40-ouncers these days?
No, what?
In plastic bottles.
What?
Yep.
Shatterproof is what they call them. I wanted a glass bottle.
Duff.
I'm angry about it. But anyway.
Don't anger.
That's what
Scotty.
It's going to be in. Plastic ounce or a plastic 40 ounce Old English 800 bottle.
Hmm.
Well, anyway. Keep up the great work. I'm
careful, Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Easy, man. I'm worried about Scotty B.
He's crazy, man.
He's coughing. The Beta Brewer's coughing. I hope everyone's all right. So what the hell was this plastic bottle stuff going on?
I was actually over at Jake at State Farm's house, and they were drinking the Old English. They had the Bud Light 40s, and they had the Old English 40s, and they had two different kinds.
Whoa. What the hell was going on at this house?
What is going
on? What was so, all these fucking Old English?
So
what was happening here?
So, I mean, they're a little bit younger than me. They're mid-20s.
Kids.
Some of them.
Whippersnappers.
Whippersnappers. So, and back in my day, I wanted to drink that
hey,
Old English.
Get off my lawn.
They appreciate craft beer, and they do craft beer things, but sometimes they just want to get shitty, and they just go, let's...
You can get shitty with a craft beer, kids.
Is that the new Pharrell song?
They just say...
get shitty?
Like it is.
And, yeah, so you go over their house, and you could catch them where they're popping bottles of cool stuff, or you catch them where they're down in 40s.
It's a crapshoot over there.
Wow. Yeah.
I hope this isn't 40
But,
night.
Yeah, they had glass bottles. They had glass bottles of... Old English or Mickey's.
Yeah.
And then they had plastic bottles, and on the bottle it says shatterproof. Shatterproof 40.
Wow. It's just so all the homeless people can't break their bottles anymore.
They probably don't get as much. Wow. Isn't plastic a nickel or glass is a dollar? No, wait, that's a little.
I don't know. Do you even get anything for glass?
Oh, I can look it up right now. It says
nope. Aluminum's the cash king.
10 cents on the aluminum's no, king. Sorry, 5 on the bottle. If we were in Minnesota, we'd
that's why cans are even better. They're better for the homeless.
Cans are always better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, we're talking about beer.
Who doesn't like nice cans?
Nah, nobody. Everybody loves nice cans. That was voicemail 559-492-0542. Just update us on what you've been doing in your week of craft beering.
No.
And
give
us
and famous movie quotes
right now.
So
that's
we can
your
do beer
number
styles.
One assignment: famous movie quotes that we can think up beers. Assign a beer.
Don't even
to.
Say who you are, where you're from.
Yeah, don't say.
Don't
crap.
Get, just call in and say.
Yeah, this is your chance to secretly call. If you're somebody that's like been afraid to call, then here it is. You can just call in. Don't even say crap.
Yeah, you can just totally anonymous. Quote. Just call in.
I'll immediately call you back, and I'll star 69 you from Google voicemail.
I will find you.
Kids, what the hell was that quote you left? Dumb son of a bitch.
You dumb sons of bitches.
All right, some beers been caught. I've already got my Untappd opening, so I'm just going to take it over. What beers
okay,
have we been drinking
off.
In the past week of interest to a listener of the Perfect Pour? I got a just outstanding from Kern River IPA.
Did you know?
From the IPA. From Kern River. And now it's just around in town now. It's just a thing. Like I was I'm staring at the end at the market here on Herndon and West, and I was like, eh, nothing's really popping out for me. And then at the last second, I had a Tauga XBA in my hand. I'm like, that's kind of my go-to now for if I can't see anything new that I want, I'll get an XBA because I know.
But you don't want to leave voice.
I know it'll be safe. Hey, and then
hey, Mikey, over here.
Oh, hello. Hello, Kern River. It's a beer that we, you know, a year ago, we were like, I found it just outstanding on the coast. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we're having it just outside of Kern. Yeah. Now I'm just like, oh.
It's old, but we don't care. That.
And it's reasonably priced too. It's like $6. And it's like, hey, why the hell not?
I did that, and it was
obviously great. And I had the Stone Smoked Porter that Greg from SD Beard Talk mulled up for us, and I've been enjoying that just because, I mean, that's not my style, but hey, it's a free beer in the
Price
fridge.
Is right.
That's exactly my style.
And it drinks really well. I mean, it's just super... super easy to drink. Crushable, as they say at 3B Zane. Totally crushable. I think Tom says that. Totally crushable, bro. And let's see, anything else interesting? Oh, did we have... No, I think
you're right.
Oh, El Segundo. Did we have that last week, or did I have that on my own? The Citra Pale from El Segundo. Did we have that in the show last week?
I think you hoarded that one for yourself.
Oh, I did it for myself. What a jackass. Yeah. Well, I had that. It was great.
Jackass caught drinking.
Sorry.
That's how that goes.
Sorry, guys.
What do we have? The Hammersmith?
Yeah.
Hammerhead?
I bought that from the San Diego. Hammer. From San Diego.
Hammer don't hurt him?
Yep. From the Whole Foods at the...
Nice.
Near the horse track. So that's what I was caught drinking. If you want to look for me on Untappd, I always like having friends on Untappd. I like getting drunk and taking pictures of my beer late at night on Untappd. So if you want to do that with me, you can look for username Dorktown, or maybe search Mikey the Perfect Pour or Dorktown, one or the other. You'll find me on Untappd. Bearded Brewer. What have you been drinking this week?
So I did a little bit of exploring, which is different for me because I have my normal craft beer shops. What I did, I did go to, but I tried out this Man's Liquor on the Fig Garden Loop, which people often recommend.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And
been in there.
I went in there and they had a little end display and they had about two and a quarter doors of craft beer, but they had three of the four things I went in there for. I went in there for Alpine, I went in there for Stone, and I went in there for the Firestone bottle, the Barrel Works release.
Right.
So they didn't have that, obviously, but they had a Duet, which drank beautifully. They had a Hoppy Birthday, which drank beautifully, and I got a 1031 Enjoy By, so I'm saving that for Halloween.
Nice.
I happen to be near... Moroa Shell, which, you know, you have to stop by. So I picked up a 6-pack of the Slow Roll because I missed out on that beer on the last podcast. And I've been drinking that 6-pack and I do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice session IPA.
Yeah. So a little bit more enjoyable than I'd say the St. Archer Pale, which that's the category I'd put the session IPA in is the pale category.
Okay.
And then, some Point the Way cans have shown up at work.
Oh, and what did you do?
I drank them.
Golden Road's Point the Way, you drank them. You are not boycotting Golden Road, huh?
Because they were I looked at the cans, canned on 8/31. So they were fresh as fuck.
Before Bud,
whatever you want to call it.
Pre-Budweiser.
Pre-Bud, whatever you want to call it. So I drank them, and they were good. I took home a 6-pack of General Sherman IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Last Wednesday, a week ago.
Employee allotment.
And it went quickly.
Yeah.
The fresh bottled Sherman does not last long in my fridge, and it did not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, granted, one night I think I did drink a six pack of it, but I didn't have anything going on.
Oh, man. Yeah. You should have been posting on your tap that night. Yeah. It started getting crazy.
And then I finished off my last stone smoked porter. Oh. And that was actually a beer that made it to two different nights. It was one of those type of beers. And it was
the same bottle?
Both. Yeah.
Did you use one of the wine stoppers?
I didn't know it was going to make it 2 days. It just happened to.
Once in a while, I have noticed this. You can leave an open bottle as long as you leave it in the fridge.
Cold,
and the next day, sometimes it's like hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it just kind of depends on the beer. Obviously, the style, but I've left an IPA in the fridge open and next day had it and it was reasonably good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, refrigeration is the best thing you could do for anything, whether it's food or beverage. And I have some glassware that you could put a full 22 ounce in. I don't favor that. I prefer to split it between two pours, whether it's a big and a small.
Uh-huh.
But chances are, if I know I'm splitting a bottle, I'll straighten out the cap a little bit, pop it back on, throw it in the fridge, and get back to it later. Well, the stone smoked porter happened to end up make it to the next day. But I wanted to make sure to get to it versus a week later going, oh, never finished that. And that would have been devastating.
Right. So, I'm happy you got to it.
So a lot of home drinking. I haven't really been going out the past couple week or week and a half, 2 weeks, and it's okay, you know.
It's okay.
Nick.
Hello.
What have you been drinking?
Beer.
It's Australian for beer.
I'm enjoying the amount of catching up Fresno has done on the craft beer lately. We have had... It's been stale. The market's been stale for a while, and now we have a flood of new fun stuff to enjoy. Been enjoying Track 7 being in town, you know, Panic IPA. Still haven't tried the Knuck and Futz, but I'm looking forward to that one soon. All the Green Flash Alpine, screw it. It's great. You know, Hoppy Birthday is good. Nelson is great. Been enjoying, I think those are the only two I had from them. I haven't had any Duet bottles yet. Just Nelson and Hoppy Birthday.
Okay.
Barrel House out of Paso Robles.
Yes.
Has a pretty fucking good Harvest Ale.
Ooh.
Which is a pumpkin beer.
Uh-oh. Oh, you lost me.
It says it's pumpkin beer?
No, check
beer?
This out. Check this
you should have gave me the pumpkin alert before you started talking about this.
No, I did that on purpose because it's
pumpkin
not...
Pumpkin alert!
It's not a spice beer. It's actually a brown porter brewed with actual pumpkins. So it tastes like pumpkin, not allspice or pumpkin spice. It actually tastes like...
Tastes like gourd.
It tastes like gourd.
Like you stuck your face in a pumpkin hole?
And it, yeah. And whatever else you want to stick in the pumpkin hole.
Oh.
It's a really, really good harvest ale. Fall beer, pumpkin beer. But, you know, it's got cinnamon.
Making me want to try it.
I
don't think the beer
brews. That's my reco of the episode, matter of fact.
Ooh. Reco of the episode.
Awesome. I love that music. Also, you know, Modern Times, picked up some Modern Times when I was up the coast over the weekend.
Ooh. Oh yeah. That's nice.
Black House.
Where did you pick it up at?
The, BevMo in Paso Robles.
BevMo.
Shit. Didn't know they had a BevMo.
They do.
Oh yeah. That's right off the, highway there.
It is. Yeah. It's actually, if you take the exit that you take to get on 46, but you do a quick left, you'll hit the strip mall there. It looks like every river park in the fucking valley. And that's where the BevMo's at, right there.
Now, when I was in Sacramento, they had two coolers in the warm section of beer. You know, they usually have the normal 10, you know, five or six doors in the back. Did this BevMo have any additional cooling areas? Or was it just standard?
This BevMo looks exactly like the BevMo in Clovis.
Okay.
Where it's warm shelves, majority, you know, five or six doors.
Maybe an employee section.
You know what I freaking hate? I've realized this. they organize by style of beer instead of alphabetical order.
Yeah, it drives
me fucking crazy.
So you have to go down three different aisles to find
I found Modern Times. Oh wait, this is the IPA section. What? I want Black House. So I got to go over to the, find that damn stout section. You can't just go, I want Ballast Point. I want to see everything Ballast Point has here. Not just, okay, here's the IPA.
But like the Fresno one has it by breweries.
The Fresno one is by alphabetical order. Yeah,
see,
by brewery.
I thought the Fresno one, maybe I'm going crazy, but I've seen style. I've seen alphabetical, but I thought they used to do... by country.
They still do country.
Okay.
But craft beer.
But that's what I remember. I remember craft just being one aisle. It was just one side of one aisle, but then there was Europe, Germany. Beer has
slowly, taken over more
shelf space. It's taken over the European section.
Yeah. But each section still has alphabetical. So the German beers are alphabetical.
Okay.
You go from, you know, Eyinger to Polaner to, Franziskaner would be first.
Franziskaner.
They still have German section. It's pretty much German, Belgian, Mexican, and then imports is the group for all the other beers that don't have a major country.
Somewhere.
But they're still alphabetical, no matter what section you're in. Even whiskey, tequila, whatever you want. It's always alphabetical.
Okay.
Whereas the Clovis Bevmo is by style.
Interesting.
So your stouts, your porters, IPAs, double IPAs, Belgians.
Oh fuck!
Bullshit!
No, you it's basically bullshit. Just told me
how many schematics does BevMo have?
So basically, what you told me is, if I hit my normal shops in Morro Bay and I don't find the beers that I'm looking for, that I'm going to end up dropping $100 in Paso my way home.
Last ditch effort. Yeah, your one last stop.
Every
time I hit an out-of-town BevMo, I drop a hundo.
Because
it's like, oh, I might as well get this. This is fresh. Might as well get that.
Might as well get Mr. Beer Kid. Get some vodka.
Yeah.
This cheese wheel.
Get it all. What the hell? Well, some beers to look out for, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Dog is putting a beer in a can.
Yes,
they are. Blue Dog, it's called Black Eyed King. It is an Vietnamese coffee imperial stout, 12.7% beer. So I don't know how available it's going to be, but a Blue Dog in can.
I've seen
pretty sure that's their first, maybe.
I've thought I've seen a couple other things to be canned. I don't know if we've ever seen cans. I don't think so. But I wonder if it's.
I've seen cans.
Is it?
Oh, I've seen
cans. Is it? Since they didn't say Vietnam coffee, does that
Vietnam?
So maybe that's not its origin. Maybe Vietnamese people have touched the coffee.
Wow. Vietnamese coffee. That means we had some Vietnamese people pick some coffee from Carruthers.
So that's my question about it.
They're going after AleSmith, sounds like.
Because, you know, there's Ecuadorian and there's Madagascar. You know, all these different origins of coffee. But if they don't say, if they say Vietnamese coffee, maybe there's some angry Asian ladies throwing coffee beans at them.
But the Blue Dogs.
Blue Dogs.
Well, it's Founders Breakfast Out season, and we still don't have Founders.
Yo, did you say Founders?
Yeah. Oh.
Speaking of Founders.
Speaking of.
New glass, please.
Highly.
I love gold.
2015, new highly beer. Acclaimed.
A 2015 Founders. Is this a KBS Peter Brewer?
Oh, yes. A flavored stout. It's good for everything a flavored stout ought to be good for. Ale like brewed with lawns. Chocolate and coffee aged in oak bourbon barrels.
The famous Founders KBS.
The original lawnmower beer.
Your lawnmower will start up with this beer?
Yeah, you can start your lawnmower.
I need the highest octane you got.
In case you don't want to go down and get your refill your gas can.
Yeah, clean spark plugs, reseals rings.
I don't know that I've had a KBS. I want to see. This is a whale, bro. So who can we attribute this amazing beer to?
Me.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
Big Nick over here.
Big Nick over here.
I do it all, huh?
Big MJ.
I got a guy.
I have not. This is my first time having a KBS.
It's not my first time. I've had this before, but
this
usually
is a whale.
We've had the other one, the one with the baby on it. That's their normal breakfast.
Right, that's a breakfast, regular ass breakfast stuff. The one that's out now.
Ass breakfast stuff, is that what you said?
Until the end of the year, there's fresh breakfast out floating around on your family.
Big Game J, thank you.
This is a Big Game J. Mm.
This got mealed
getting
up.
A little, what's that aroma?
It's called all beer because it's all the beers in the world.
Mm. Well, now, is this, Nick, is this, you've had KBS before?
I've had it once, thanks to Blue Ox. He mealed over some...
And you just drank it to yourself.
Well, it was at the Thanksgiving party that somebody didn't show up to.
Yeah. I was there. I drank it. I forgot.
Remember that foggy, cold, foggy night?
Yeah, it was all foggy. I'm like...
out in the country.
I'm like, hey, you don't want to go out in the fog, do you? Yeah, probably. Yeah, you don't want to go out in the fog.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Yeah, that's the deal.
That was a two-leaf fog.
I would say on the nose, you're getting a mixture between the chocolate,
yeah, what's
the barrel, and a little bit of the bourbon.
I'm getting that bourbon. Here we go. Mm. Ooh, whoa. There's that bite. There is that liquor bite.
But I definitely say it's chocolate heavy of all of it.
It's like...
there's chocolate and the bourbon barrel.
It's not Hershey chocolate. It's like exotic chocolate, dark...
exotic chocolate, and then the heat of the barrel. I would say the two flavors. I could get coffee grinds. I don't get like fresh brewed coffee.
See, now if I said barrel was a flavor, Mike Sardina would be like, "Oh, it's barrely, huh?" He'd totally call me out on that. Barrel's a flavor, bro.
Hey, man.
Barrel's a flavor.
They got that society. They got a ton of barrels. You can just sit there and get drunk. You can just sit there and get drunk and look at the barrels through the window.
Oh, I mean,
if you're extra special, they'll let you hug the barrel.
If you were to, I didn't get to hug the barrel.
Oh, not special.
Damn it!
But we know. Okay, so in barbecuing sense, if you burn wood, it does give flavor to meat. So that is a thing.
Make fire.
So I should burn wood in my gas. Gas grill, is that what you're talking about?
That would work too. They do make oak chips that you can put in your barbecue instead of lava rocks. But
the future will also have a wood powered car.
The future. Whoa. Blowing my mind, bro. It's got to be on tracks.
They
bro.
Call those steam engines.
Yeah. Oh, but, yes. What about Mr. Fusion?
Fusion? Where is Fusion? What,
Mr. Fusion would run. You think my car would run really well with this KBS?
They call that biodiesel. Fusion?
It'd blow the fuel injectors clean off.
Yep.
They call that biodiesel. They call that steam. Okay, those things already exist, guys.
Yeah.
My point.
Explain more stuff to us, Bigger Bird.
The point being is they char the bourbon barrels. Mm-hmm. So not only is it a wood barrel that had alcohol soaked into it for the period of time.
Fake char. It's not like real char.
It's extract brew.
Yeah.
Extract char.
Come on,
so you put beer in there, and it's going to absorb flavors because it's charred wood that's been soaked with alcohol. That is a thing. That would be barrel-y.
Extract charring.
Yeah.
They do have liquid smoke, so that would be your extract if you had to get specific. God damn it.
Like, who's doing this charring, though? Like, so,
I don't think we care anymore.
Is it from a blowtorch or, like, did it come from, like, a real fire from
actually,
the 20s?
It would be a blowtorch.
Yeah, I can taste a blowtorch.
There's a straight up and then a 45.
I can taste a blowtorch. What kind of blowtorch did you use? Oh, yeah, I'm getting that.
It's a 60-40 argon oxygen mix.
I would have used a 60-30, bro. Oh my god. Like a child's play, man.
Didn't even Rosebud that shit.
Nope.
This is where I feel very alone on the podcast.
You don't even torch, bro?
This is the times I try to give a crap on the podcast.
It's not a perfect pour unless we make Matt uncomfortable or frustrated.
Because there's sometimes people come up to me and they're like, you didn't talk the whole show. And people tried to overtalk you the whole show. And I'm like, yeah, some shows I give up.
Yeah.
And there's shows I try to give a crap. And then I just get picked on the whole time.
Yeah, we've given you like a good hour where we were focused on what you're saying. You're coming up with good content. But now it's like, it's just fuck it now. Let's piss all over what Matt's doing. It's time. Now it's time on the show where we piss on what Matt's doing.
Any credible source of information.
Hey, Matt, bring us some real beer information. Come on, give us something. I'm waiting.
Beer is made from grain.
Grain. Oh, I like grain. I'm a beer guy.
I'm a beer guy. I'm a beer guy. Oh, yeah. I'm a beer guy.
I get paid by beer. Beer makes me money.
I'm a whiz.
I'm trying really hard to shit.
I'm
going to
let this whale die. Goodbye, Shamu.
Now it's going back on me. Damn it. Let's get out of this. I'm digging a stupid hole.
You got KBS all over your face is what you got.
KBS. Ooh, there's still some of it left.
Damn it.
Nick left some of it.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
We'll let the newbie over here have some more.
Yeah. First KBS, man.
That's all I got to say about that.
Any, see if there's any more looking at. Well, Monsters Park, there's another round of Monsters Park going out from Modern Times.
Awesome. I still have one in the fridge.
You've got that boozy marshmallow Monsters Park in the fridge, dude.
Make a black house.
If we're nicer to you, will you bring it sometime?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Wow.
I have a City of the Dead. I have Monsters Park, and I have two more 22-ouncers in my fridge that I'm holding on to for a special occasion.
Speaking of special occasion.
Modern Times, I did try my Lost Horizons that you held back.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Very good.
You like that?
Very good.
I had it on tap at Modern Times. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was happy.
I actually haven't had it from the bottle. I just had it on tap. So
I was happy.
Maybe the bottle's better.
I was happy to have that. I was able to be selfish. I didn't have to share it with anybody, bring it to the podcast. No. Nope. It was me.
Nope.
Me, myself, and I had that beer.
That's right. Sorry, bro. Yeah, that's about all. Is there anything you guys are looking out for out there in the world?
I doubt we'll see it, but it sounds like this is just my opinion.
Your opinion, man.
My opinion, man. So it sounds like person, place, or animal. Alpine has some room to play a little bit now that the pressure's off, that Green Flash is taking over the core beers.
To play at their brewery.
At the original brew house up in the hills, I guess.
Yeah, what are they doing, man?
They have a new beer called the HFS.
What did they use a movie quote to name that beer?
So if you they named it HFS, but they put a lot of unknown characters after these, and if you count them, it conveniently lines up with the phrase "Holy fucking shit!" And so it's a dry hopped IPA, American IPA, with Citra, Simcoe, and Mosaic.
Ooh.
From Alpine, but it's just, sad face, it's growler only.
I was gonna ask,
so that's why
you gotta go up to Alpine.
Yeah,
that's why Sardina's been up there every week.
He's like, hey, how about some
bring down a
hey guys,
growler
I'm gonna go
that.
Have lunch real quick. Be right back.
I'm gonna go have lunch, gonna go up the hill. Yeah. Be right back.
So, I'm guessing they got a little room to play now that
the, ooh, you know, that's gonna be exciting for them. And then,
yeah,
man, see that. That name suggests that when you say that name, it hits me as like they think that's a pretty fucking badass beer.
Yeah, they figured something out.
Yeah, they're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You think you like happy birthday? You think you like duet, huh?
That was the first word spoken after, hey, come try this. And then the guy walks over, you know, right out of the kettle. He's like, it's not even done fermenting yet. It's this is still in the brewing stage. And he says, holy fucking shit.
Oh, man.
That's my dream.
Damn it.
That's how that played out.
Get to Alpine. Chewie, let's go to Alpine. Let's bring the Millennium Falcon to Alpine.
It's all true.
It's all true. All that four shit, it's true. It's
four shit. All that horse shit.
Whole shit, four shit. It's all true.
I saw a guy kiss his sister KBS. One time. Some guy killed his dad.
Is there anything else you guys are looking out for?
Me.
Nope. Peter Brew doesn't look out for stuff.
Eventually, I'm going to pick up a Velvet Merkin once people stop fucking freaking out about it.
Oh. Nick, you have one. A Velvet? You got one this year's Central, Velvet Merkin?
Central Coast Find.
Oh.
Little bottle liquor in
there. Do you have a vertical? Do you have possibilities of a vertical going?
I drink Velvet Merkin the second I can have a chance to open that bottle.
You greedy bastard.
Parabola I save, and I used to save the double DBA, but Velvet Merkin, fuck no. Drink it now.
Drink it.
If you're hearing this before Suds in the City and you're looking for a cool beer, they are going to have Santi Andreas Rustic Ales at Suds in the City this year.
Holy shit, I didn't see that.
That was just released.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Yesterday.
Somebody gives media passes for that. Because I can't pay for the price, but somebody give me a media pass, bro.
Yep, there you go.
Sante is going to be there.
At Suds in the City.
That's the first time in Fresno. Sante Diarius.
Mm-hmm.
Rustic Ales.
And they'll go, never again.
Yep.
Oh, that place?
Capitola.
I've had them before.
I've had them too. We've had the growler here. I brought a growler back.
Mm-hmm. Mikey's hugged
the building. Was a while ago, though.
West Ashley, bro.
So, yeah.
If you want to find Michael Cruz on Suds in the City, go buy the Sante beer.
If you want to find all the cool people, go to Sante Andreas.
That's where it'll be.
All the cool people will be there, not leaving the area.
$50, 11 to 5, no, 12 to 5. $50.
I got to work, so it doesn't even freaking matter. Wait, that's the Saturday or the Sunday?
It's a Saturday.
Okay, yeah, I'm screwed.
Damn it.
Everyone enjoy your Sante Darius, bastards.
Some bitches.
You pieces of shit. All right, some cheers. Oh, wait, we're talking about events. Make sure to go see Kelly Carl Strauss this weekend. Barrel Age event, 25 taps of barrel-agedness goodness.
Yep.
At Carl Strauss.
Watch out for mudslides.
Watch out for mudslides. Make sure to see Kelly. Find Kelly and talk to her about stuff cool because she's cool and she'll talk to you about cool stuff. But Kelly is going to be there and I don't know what you call Strauss. Kelly. Damn it. Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly. Where the hell is the Carl Strauss? Chewie needs to park the Falcon.
Where is it?
Cheers. Any cheers you guys want to give out? Cheers to, I'm going to cheer some untapped people. Some of my untapped friends.
Oh, are you?
Tom Heath. Darren Kennedy. I Beer Snob. Kevin Zelenik. And Joe Stancer. Cheers to them. And cheers, as always, to our patrons. Huge cheers to them. Because we don't have to pay for to store all this amazing footage of podcasts. We don't have to pay for it. Our patrons do, because they're freaking rad. If you would like to donate to the Perfect Pour, patreon.com/perfectpour, or just go to perfectpourpod.com. And look at the Patreon links, or you can see it in the show notes. If you're listening on your iTunes app, podcast app, you can just look at the show notes and click on it, and then you're there. So thank you big cheers to our patrons as always for helping us out, man. Any cheers you guys have?
I do have a couple.
Bearded Brewer.
I do want to cheers the Hash Runners that show up to Tioga every Thursday. They are phenomenal beer drinkers. A couple of them do happen to listen into the podcast and do say, hey, you had a good show this week. I was listening in. So cheers to those.
Too bad you have those jackasses with you.
Yeah, they do say that.
Damn it.
Those are usually the people that tell me, oh, they're really walking all over you this week. And I'm like, eh, get up.
Step it up.
Then the House of Pendragon people, their employees, they're kind of a force now. And they've been showing up at the beer garden lately in onesie, twosies, fivesies, tensies, and maybe they just happen to be in the area for some random reason. Maybe they like craft beer. I don't know. But they've been stopping by the beer garden, so cheers to them for coming out, hanging
cheers.
Out.
Cheers.
And then, cheers to Doug. Doug from Firestone Walker.
Oh,
he is the Central Valley. He's the Central Valley.
Why haven't we had Doug on?
Because we wouldn't be able to talk. We would just listen to him talk the whole time.
Yeah, sounds like a good show.
But
me, us,
best show ever.
Us not talking. Yeah,
highest ratings ever.
But, we finally hit it big.
So I was picking up some beer this last week. And so I was waiting there at the warehouse, and I hear, hey. And he walks around from the vehicle, and he shakes my hand. He's just like, hey, how's it going? How's life? And, you know, he's just most calming person in the world.
Oh.
And most interesting person to talk to. No, don't go anywhere else with that statement.
I'm not. I'm not Dos Equis.
And, you know, and he thanked me for – he's like, I saw that you had a PNC, and I was like, yeah, animal. I was at, you know, the Capital Beer Fest, and I was able to sample it there, and I knew that it'd be good for my birthday. And he's just like, wow. He's like, that's a gem. He's like, that's a beer you don't find anymore. And he's like, it's cool that you had it for your birthday. And I was like, thank you. And I was just like, not only did I have an amazing beer on my birthday and I got to share it with a few people, but one of the coolest people I know at Firestone was like, that was a cool thing you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just ecstatic, and the conversation was a little bit longer, but cheers to him. I mean, he's awesome.
Yes. What? Cheers to future guests on the Perfect Pour if we're good enough.
Yeah. 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 Griffey, if you ever want to be on the show, you know who to bring.
Nick.
Hello.
Did you have some cheers?
What's going on?
Hey, hey. Welcome back, Nick.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
I am back. Cheers to untapped name of the episode.
Oh, yes.
Master of Hoppets.
Nice. That's nice. Metal.
Metal.
Master of Hoppets.
Master.
Bearded Brewer 87 for Matt on untapped and Nick.
Everything.
The Nick 80.
The Nick 80.
Cheers to Cody 3BZine.
Yeah, Cody. What's up, Cody?
Tom from Hoptology SD.
Uh-huh.
Fellow Back to the Future aficionados.
Oh. Did they prove their worth? Did they make proper references?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they did. Yes. They were all over Wednesday's activities.
Why don't you make like a...
tree and get out of here?
Why don't you make like a tree?
It's like a screen door on a battleship.
Get out of here.
Oh, yes. All of the above. That could be another drinking game. Every time Biff misquotes some
saying. Drink.
Drink now.
Drink now.
Hello, McFly. Hello.
Think, McFly. Think. Biff. Biff is huge.
I'm telling you, man.
This is a Biff episode.
Unsung hero.
Yep. Yeah. He came to a Grizzly game. Did you see that? Did you go to that?
What?
He came to a Friends of Grizzly game.
No, I did not.
A few years back.
Really?
Yeah, he was like a celebrity appearance.
Thomas Wilson?
Yes. He came to the Grizzly game.
Holy crap.
And, like, signed autographs and blah, blah, blah.
Damn, I missed it.
Triple A baseball team.
Yeah. Did pretty well this year.
They're damn right. They're national champions.
I guess
bitch.
They did as well as you can do.
PLC and national.
Best team.
Could not do any better.
Best baseball team ever.
First year out for the Astros affiliate. Yep. How's that for a fuck you, SF?
We're the best. Any other cheers? Anything else you'd like to include in the podcast? That was great. I'm glad you put that in there.
That was also, yes. I felt that for a long time now. Just never had the courage to say it.
PerfectPourPod.com. Thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. We are a craft beer geek podcast. Tell your friends about us. Go on iTunes and like review it and say, I don't like when they talk over the Bearded Brewer, but otherwise it's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
You know what? A news article I say, I'll leave you guys with this. Glenn Danzig said he'll eventually stop touring. There you go.
Wow.
Take that with you. Take that with you in your week of drinking. All right.
Sunburns.
And it's hard to play.